My name is Ashley Bennett, Darlington, PA. I am a mother of three girls, aunt, niece, daughter, and neighbor to many whose lives have been ultimately turned upside down. My children and animals play within those creeks affected by the train derailment. Our animals drink from those waters. On February 3rd at approximately 10 p.m., my peace of mind was stripped from my soul when I saw the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio on social media. Just 5.3 miles away from my home and just 2 miles where my youngest was spending the night. Thick, black, heavy smoke rolled for miles over Pennsylvania. The air quality diminished as the night went on and into the days to come. The closest air monitoring system is in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, which has had moderate readings following the train derailment. I was and still am concerned about the readings closer to the derailment where no monitoring was taking place and how these toxins were affecting our health. I called CTEH and asked why there wasn't anyone on the Pennsylvania side doing air quality testing when Pennsylvania is only 650 feet from these toxic tankers and with the wind direction blowing the toxin straight towards Pennsylvania. The toxicologist said Pennsylvania has their own agencies and should have been set up monitoring. On Sunday, February 5th, 2023, an alert was sent to a few PA residents to evacuate, but had no evacuation details. On Monday, February 6, 2023, despite the derailment, my children went to school and I spent my morning monitoring the derailment on edge, waiting to see what was going to happen with the vinyl chloride situation. I wanted to be close to the school to pick my children up if they exploded so that we could leave the area. I did not want them breathing in the fumes. Shortly after 11:50 a.m., I received a robocall from Blackhawk School District, Chippewa Township, Beaver County, PA, that our school was dismissing early due to the controlled burn. The government at the East Palestine Command Center wanted the kids back home with their families as our school was in the path they were to expand the evacuation out to. There was no guidance or instructions from any PA agencies or officials as to who should evacuate, where should we evacuate to, yet they just asked our school to evacuate 2,100 students. Different graphs were being posted over social media and how many miles out should evacuate, yet all PA and close by residents in 16115, 16120, 15010 were left to defend for themselves as there still was no direction from PA agencies or officials. Due to the lack of information and direction, I immediately left the area with my children and animals and headed north to stay at the Hampton Inn in Grove City. I figured I was 28 miles out, and with the way the wind direction was blowing the past couple of days, was our best option. The anxiety that took over my body, fearing for the unknown, I feared for the safety of the residents, the first responders, everyone involved. I was mad and angry that there was no direction from our officials and our government. Tuesday, February 7th, 2023, Norfolk Southern said the controlled burn was a success despite the flume that spread out for miles over Pennsylvania. We cautiously returned home around noon, staying indoors for the rest of the day. Throughout the day, I would watch the live feed on Cardinal Welding, located at 895 East Taggart Street, East Palestine, Ohio, to monitor what was happening at the controlled burn site. During the days, things seemed calm and there was no visible fire. To my horror at nightfall, I witnessed the site of the controlled burn once again lit up with black smoke and fire. Thick black smoke roaring towards Pennsylvania line once again. I was furious at Norfolk Southern in the command center, Pennsylvania agencies and government that I returned home with my children and pets. I would have stayed north in Grove City had I known they were going to burn and release more toxic gases into the atmosphere while everyone would presume to be sleeping. Over the past 20 days, I've experienced anxiety, chest pains, rashes on my face and neck. My daughters fear using our water thinking she's going to die, which lasted weeks and got to the point I had to take her to the doctor. The doctor wanted me to medicate her through this rough patch. My children suffer headaches, nausea, and lightheadedness. Two of them missed school over these symptoms, and I had to pick one of them up from school being sent home with these symptoms. First responders came and went covered in toxins, taking toxic waste back into our hometowns. Our Girl Scout troop uses Darlington Township Municipal Building, and we were told it was safe to come in, yet I was told by a firefighter that they washed their trucks, which ignited the fumes off their trucks. They all got sick. The EPA came down, tested the building, and there was residue that was released into that building, yet our Girl Scouts got the okay to use that building. I am not happy about that. Why was Route 51 closed 5 miles back to State Route 168, inconveniencing both business and residents of PA, but yet isn't including in Norfolk Southern inconveniences? Norfolk Southern continues to use PA roads to truck the toxic wreckage through our community, and yet residents are not being helped.